Welcome to the Natural Allergy Treatment Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and joining me today is a special guest, Tracy, who is one of our naturopaths and PAT practitioners who practices in our Sydney clinic. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jess.
We're part of Health and Wellness Australia, who are a team of naturopaths around Australia and New Zealand who specialise in a natural allergy treatment called Positive Association Technique, or PAT. Now, as many of us have heard, the Bureau of Meteorology has officially confirmed that we've moved into an El Nino weather pattern, and with that comes the predictions of a severe bushfire season in Australia. So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing why this prediction is particularly concerning for those who suffer from allergies and allergy-related conditions like asthma. So Tracy, who is going to be most affected by this?
There are certain groups who are more sensitive to smoke, including those with lung or heart disease, diabetes, as well as pregnant women and the elderly. This is because smoke can get into the bloodstream, contributing to the inflammation and narrowing of blood vessels, and may also cause slightly higher blood sugar levels.
And what about people with allergies?
The most vulnerable people with allergies are those that have respiratory issues, such as hay fever and asthma. This is because their airways are already inflamed and irritated, making them extra sensitive to irritants like bushfire smoke. It can also be an issue for those with eczema and dermatitis.
And what are the symptoms to look out for?
The respiratory symptoms to look out for are sneezing, runny nose, dry, itchy eyes, sore throat, coughing, and wheezing. It can also cause dermatitis or eczema flare-ups, where the most common symptom is skin itching. Although with the predicted severity of this season, it is possible that people without pre-existing conditions can still experience the short and long-term effects of smoke exposure.
So there's actually quite a few people who fall into these categories. So it is really something that we all need to know more about. Could you tell us a bit more about what we can expect from this El Nino season?
Well, we're already feeling it here in Sydney, as we've actually already had a couple of multi-day heat waves, and it's only October. Compared to the last few years of wetter and cooler weather, El Nino brings about drier and hotter weather. This is due to sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean being warmer than average, leading to a shift in rainfall away from the western Pacific Ocean and eastern Australia. This increases the incidence of heat waves, the severity of bushfires, and contributes to drought conditions. The most recent example of El Nino is the Black Summer bushfires of 2019, which was the hottest and driest year on record for Australia. But to make matters worse, the heavy rains we've experienced over the past few years have spurred the rapid growth of grass and bushland, leaving us in an even more vulnerable position this time around.
It is really concerning, and it certainly looks like we're in for a terrible bushfire season. But why is the bushfire smoke in particular such a concern?
Bushfire smoke is a major concern as it releases pollutants such as sulfur gases and particulate matter into the air, which we then inhale. The heat generated during a bushfire also triggers the release of a group of chemicals called volatile organic compounds, which is the name for a group of chemicals that are released when exposed to volatile conditions like heat.
And what does particulate matter refer to?
There are actually two categories of particulate matter, PM10 and PM2.5, which stands for particles less than 10 micrometers and 2.5 micrometers respectively. The smaller the particle, the deeper that it can go into our respiratory system and cause issues. This particulate matter can also contain fragments of allergens, including pollen, dust, and mold.
And where do these pollutants come from?
Trees are good for our atmosphere as they play an important role in dispersing and removing these pollutants, such as carbon dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and particulate matter from the atmosphere, and help improve air quality overall. But when a bushfire occurs, the combustion of this organic matter releases these pollutants back into the atmosphere.
It really is scary to think what we're actually breathing in when these bushfires happen. But is it also true that we can be exposed to heavy metals during a bushfire?
Yes. So during the Californian campfires back in 2018, lead levels increased to 50 times above average levels. Also, when the smoke from the 2019-2020 Australian Black Summer bushfires travelled across the Southern Ocean, the iron-rich particles it deposited on the ocean triggered an algae bloom bigger than the size of Australia. This is because trees absorb heavy metals through the soil, especially in urban areas. Interestingly, a study conducted back in 2019 also found that both eucalyptus and olive trees in particular absorb the highest levels of heavy metals. When there are larger fires, man-made structures which contain more of these heavy metals are often engulfed.
So are these bushfires also contributing to overall increasing CO2 levels and therefore climate change? It just sounds like a vicious cycle.
This is really dependent on the post-fire regrowth, as some years more CO2 is emitted from fires than what is absorbed by post-fire regrowth, while other years the regrowth has reabsorbed more CO2. The amount of CO2 produced by fire is directly proportional to the total amount of fuel consumed in the fire. So the amount of CO2 released by low-intensity fire, such as backburning, is small, and the forest floor is rapidly replaced as the low shrubs regrow, whereas a hot summer bushfire will release massive amounts of carbon as it burns through low shrubs, large logs, the canopies of the tallest trees and organic matter in the soil, which may have accumulated carbon for thousands of years.
And what conditions impact this regeneration period?
Then it depends on the amount of rainfall in the early regeneration period. Where fires are followed by high rainfall years and heavy regeneration, more carbon can be stored than what was released in the fire. Although the bigger the fire, the harder this is. The CSIRO has shown that both El Niño and La Niña weather events are becoming more frequent and intense due to climate change. On a side note, carbon is also being released back into the atmosphere from melting ice caps. It's estimated that the organic-rich permafrost holds about 1,500 billion tons of carbon, which is twice as much carbon currently in the atmosphere and three times as much than what's stored in all the world's forests.
Wow, that's just crazy to think, yeah. So for this year, it will really just depend on how long this current El Niño lasts and how much rainfall and regrowth there is after this bushfire season. But are there any long-term health impacts from being exposed to this bushfire smoke?
Since these bushfires are becoming a more regular occurrence with El Niño and climate change overall, more study is needed to look into the short-term and long-term effects of bushfire smoke exposure. But there's plenty of research into the impacts of overall air pollution exposure that we can refer to. Not only is long-term exposure to air pollution associated with an increased risk of several cancers and chronic conditions like respiratory and heart disease, but a 2019 Chinese study reported long-term exposure to a high concentration of the ultrafine PM2.5 particles that we spoke about earlier is also linked to an increased risk of stroke. Exposure to these PM2.5 particles has also been found to cause long-term inflammation of the upper respiratory system, such as the sinuses, and a decreased immune defense from respiratory viruses like COVID.
And does this also increase our susceptibility to developing allergies?
Yes. So both the increased inflammation and decreased immune defense from smoke exposure are thought to contribute to an increased risk of developing allergies and lung or sinus issues. A study conducted in America following the California campfire also found that the increased air pollution was associated with exacerbations of atopic dermatitis, specifically the symptom of itching. Although many of the adult patients presenting with itching following the fire had no history of atopic dermatitis, which suggests that air pollution exposure may affect the skin health of an even wider range of people. This study also noted that environmental disasters like bushfires cause psychological stress, and this stress could contribute to atopic dermatitis symptoms as well as other allergy symptoms.
Yeah, so it sounds like we're definitely going to be seeing more of these long-term health issues as well as allergies following this El Niño period, but at least we can be of assistance when it comes to helping people manage allergy symptoms like hay fever, asthma, and atopic dermatitis. So our natural allergy treatment is called Positive Association Technique, or PAT, and is performed by qualified naturopaths like Tracy here, who use a form of muscle testing to assess your reactions to a range of food, airborne, and chemical substances. We then use a chiropractic tool called an AccuStim to help retrain your body's reaction to these substances and provide symptomatic relief. This includes those common respiratory triggers like dust, pollen, and mold, as well as the chemicals and particulate matter released by these bushfires. If this is something you're interested in learning more about, you can look up our website, naturalallergytreatment.com.au, and contact us from there. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast for all our future episodes. Thanks for chatting with me today, Tracy. It's been a really interesting discussion. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jess. Thanks for having me on.